Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Right, we wanted to change the conversation and chat to Dr. Wynand Johannes Bosshoff. He's the Freedom Front Plus member of Parliament, talking about the midterm budget that was presented in Parliament by the Finance Minister. A very good morning to you. Thanks for joining us on this really weird morning following this news of a potential terror attack. How are you doing?
No, well, I'm doing fine. Far from Johannesburg.
Well, lucky for you, hey, right? Yeah, is this something that members of parliament are talking about as well? Is this something that is a concern?
Yes, it will always be a concern. It's the first idea that one gets if somebody tells you the U.S. embassy said this. A terror threat. You think it's fake news, and then you check the website and say, okay, it looks quite legit.
Yeah.
So I think one is so used to fake news that any bad news or shocking news that you receive is immediately labeled as fake news. But this is even more weird in the sense that the embassy just says that and nothing else. They don't know exactly when, they don't know what the target will be, and they don't have any more information on it. So how does one exactly deal with that? Clearly they know something which they don't tell us, but we don't know what.
Absolutely. All right. We don't have, unfortunately, a lot of time, but let's just talk about the midterm budget, if you'd give us your thoughts on that.
Yes, it's a difficult thing because there's not, there's an endless list of needs and wants in the South African economy and the population, which is very used to the government solving all their problems, safety net in South Africa, which is unaffordable in this economy. And there was a windfall of this 84 million, a billion extra rands of tax income. And of course, on the one hand, one would like to improve the fiscal situation by paying off, let's say not paying off anything, just to decrease the shortage in the budget. And on the other hand, with a declining economy, there is a huge pressure for social spending. And the minister tried to balance these two. It's unclear, because he didn't quite give the information, whether the extra ESCOM debt, which the state is going to take over, whether that is calculated into his forecast,
right,
that by in 3 years' time the fiscal situation will be substantially better than at present.
Was it a realistic budget in any way?
Yes, well, in this sense, it's only the midterm budget, so it gives the medium-term framework for the next 3 years, but it's not the actual budget in which appropriations to different departments are formulated. So it just said, okay, we've got more money than we expected, and therefore we can use it for this and that and so on. So I think it's realistic. It's just a huge problem, increasing the state debt's burden further at the moment that you say that it is already unsustainable.
Absolutely. And surely, the, as you said as in the beginning, that our list of needs is almost too immense to even quantify.
Yes. I think if one looks at the whole situation, one should concede that if ESCOM falls, we have many alternatives that the civil society devises to work around ESCOM. But if the 20 or so gigawatts that ESCOM still delivers would come to a standstill, then we are really back into the Stone Age.
Yeah.
So to take over ESCOM's debt, and the idea that this once, this once of takeover of debt will reduce or will eliminate the need for annual bailouts, then that would be good, you know, if Eskom can be on a footing which enables it to really do its job and to come out of perpetual crisis management.
Yeah, well, and but that seems to be almost a metaphor for the rest of the country. Aren't we functioning in crisis management in many areas?
Exactly. That's the kind of thing that can, if you just earn enough money to get by, then your fridge can't break. And that is where South Africa is. We are just getting by, actually increasing the debt on our credit card every month, on the clothes shop card. And there's not room for anything to go wrong. And then stuff do go wrong, like the floods in KZN and even last year's unrest in KZN. And then you really have a crisis.
Absolutely.
That's what the government has to deal with. Now, one could say it's been in the making for the past 20 years, so they should deal with it. But I'm not sure that, you know, if there doesn't emerge a culture of good government, mm-hmm. governance and honesty, integrity, then it's not going to go anywhere.
Absolutely, Dr. Wynand, Johannes Bosshoff, Freedom Front Plus member of Parliament, chatting to us about the midterm budget.